He often travels in disguise and is known in other worlds under other names, but always he is a grinning, laughing man. I met him briefly, Susanna said, under the name of Flag. I hope to meet him again. If you truly knew him, you'd wish for no such thing. The breakers you spoke of, where are they? Why, Thunderclap, do you not know? The Shadowlands. Why do you ask? No reason but curiosity, Susanna said, and seemed to hear Eddie ask any question she'll answer. Burn up the day, give us a chance to catch up. She hoped Mia couldn't read her thoughts when they were separated like this. If she could, they were all likely up Shit Creek without a paddle. Let's go back to Walter. Can we speak of him a bit? Mia signaled a weary acceptance that Susanna didn't quite believe. How long had it been since Mia had had an ear for any tale she might care to tell? The answer, Susanna guessed, was probably never. And the questions Susanna was asking, the doubts she was articulating, surely some of them must have passed through Mia's own head. They'd be banished quickly, as the blasphemies they were, but still, come on, this was not a stupid woman, unless obsession made you stupid. Susanna supposed a case could be made for that idea. Susanna, Bumbler got your tongue? No, I was just thinking what a relief it must have been when he came to you. Mia considered that, then smiled. Smiling changed her, made her look girlish and artless and shy. Susanna had to remind herself that wasn't a look she could trust. Yes, it was, of course it was. After discovering your purpose and being trapped here by it, after seeing the wolves getting ready to store the kids and then operate on them, after all that, Walter comes. The devil, in fact, but at least he can see you, at least he can hear your sad tale. And he makes you an offer. He said the Crimson King would give me a child, Mia said, and put her hands gently against the great globe of her belly. My Mordred, whose time has come round at last. 12. Mia pointed again at the Ark 16 experimental station, what she had called the Dogon of Dogons. The last remnant of her smile lingered on her lips, but there was no happiness or real amusement in it now. Her eyes were shiny with fear and, perhaps, awe. That's where they changed me, made me mortal. Once there were many such places, there must have been. But I'd set my watch and warrant that's the only one left in all of in-world, mid-world, or end-world. It's a place both wonderful and terrible. And it was there I was taken. I don't understand what you mean. Susanna was thinking of her Dogon, which was of course based on Jake's Dogon. It was certainly a strange place, with its flashing lights and multiple TV screens, but not frightening. Beneath it are passages which go under the castle, Mia said. At the end of one is a door that opens on the Kala side of Thunderclap, just under the last edge of the darkness. That's the one the wolves use when they go on their raids. Susanna nodded. That explained a lot. Do they take the kiddies back the same way? Nay, lady, do it please you. Like many doors, the one that takes the wolves from Fedic to the Kala side of Thunderclap goes in only one direction. When you're on the other side, it's no longer there. Because it's not a magic door. Right? Mia smiled and nodded and patted her knee. Susanna looked at her with mounting excitement. It's another twin thing. Do you say so? Yes, only this time Tweedledum and Tweedledee are science and magic, rational and irrational. Sane and insane, no matter what terms you pick, that's a double damned pair if ever there was one. I? Do you say so? Yes. Magic doors, like the one Eddie found and you took me through to New York, go both ways. The doors North Central Positronics made to replace them when the Prim receded and the magic faded, they go only one way. Have I got that right? I think so, I. Maybe they didn't have time to figure out how to make teleportation a two-lane highway before the world moved on. In any case, the wolves go to the Kala side of Thunderclap by door and come back to Fedic by train, right? Mia nodded.